Track 2. Dr. Neil Berry takes us behind the scenes of the East Anglian Air Ambulance and tells us how it feels to help people at their darkest moments.
East Anglian Air Ambulance is a charity that provides life-saving critical care every day of the year across Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridgeshire and Bedfordshire. Whether by air or road, the organisation is there for the most seriously ill and injured patients when every second counts, probably on the worst day of their lives. The charity cares deeply about the work it does and the people it helps. Its specialist doctors and paramedics deliver hospital-level treatment straight to the scene. From blood transfusions and pain relief to anaesthesia and emergency surgery, they give patients the best possible chance of survival and recovery. On average, each emergency tasking costs £4,250. In addition to emergency response, East Anglian Air Ambulance provides vital aftercare, trains people in life-saving skills, and conducts clinical research to continually improve care. We meet Dr. Neil Berry, someone who is along the front line of East Anglian Air Ambulance's work, to find out more about what his role means to him. Have you always wanted to be an air ambulance doctor? Tell us about how you got into this career.
Well, I never planned to be an air ambulance doctor. When I first started out in medicine, I had my sights set on orthopaedic surgery. I didn't know much about air ambulance work back then, but as time went on, I gathered experience in A&E departments and anaesthetics, and that's where I developed a real interest in trauma care. When the chance came up to try something completely different for a year, I spotted a role with the helicopter emergency medical service at the Royal London Hospital. And that opportunity changed everything, and I haven't looked back since.
Tell us about the training involved.
The East Anglian Air Ambulance initially employed me via the Royal London, and my own training in the capital was intense, packed with lectures, simulations, hands-on learning. It was one of the most valuable experiences of my career. When I joined the East Anglian Air Ambulance in 2012, I'd already been a doctor for 11 years, with 5 years of medical school behind me too. And since I joined the
taskings, it's a privilege to be there for people when they need help the most, and to be part of a team that delivers such extraordinary care right at the scene.
What does a typical shift look like for you?
The helicopter emergency medical service is a unique world. At East Anglian Air Ambulance, we bring hospital-level critical care by air and road to people facing the worst moments of their lives. We operate 24/7 every single day of the year. Our team is made up of incredibly skilled doctors and critical care paramedics, each bringing their own experience and expertise to the job. And that diversity is one of our greatest strengths. Our shifts are 12 hours, either 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. or the other way round. I'm usually based at Cambridge as part of the Anglia 2 crew, although I do carry out shifts with Anglia 1 in Norwich as well. I usually get to the base about half an hour early to settle in. The first hour is full on, checking kit and equipment, running through medication, and making sure the helicopter and critical care car are fully operational and good to go. We also have a briefing with the pilots where they update us on weather conditions, anything else we need to know for the shift ahead. And after that, it's a case of waiting for the phone to ring with a call out. And while we wait, we keep busy with training. Often I'll be working alongside a doctor or critical care paramedic who's new to the charity, helping them get up to speed. But the moment that phone rings, we're ready to respond.
How many calls do you get a day?
Between our two bases, in Norwich and Cambridge, we're called out around 8 times a day to help people in the worst moments of their lives. That could be someone in cardiac arrest, a person badly hurt in a road accident, or traumatic injuries in an equestrian accident.
Why might someone need an air ambulance?
Well, a lot of people think calling 999 gets you the same response every time, but that's not the case. We're a vital partner of and proud to work alongside the East of England Ambulance Service, Police and Fire and Rescue Service. We bring an extra level of care that can make all the difference. Our team can carry out critical interventions such as surgery, anaesthesia, and advanced cardiac arrest management right there at the scene, before the patient even reaches the doors of A&E. When time matters most, we bring the hospital to them. And this, combined with quick onward transfer to the most appropriate hospital, gives every patient the best possible chance of surviving and recovering from a life-threatening emergency.
How long does it take to respond to a call?
Well, we work closely with the ambulance service to support them in identifying patients who may benefit from the advanced skills, equipment and medication that our crew can bring to the scene at the earliest opportunity. Working in collaboration means patients can receive the best possible treatment and care. We aim to be in the air or on the road within 3 or 4 minutes. The planning process for night flying takes a little bit longer, as more detail is needed about potential landing areas. There are many more safety considerations when it comes to nighttime flying.
What's the most memorable call you've ever been part of?
Well, there are so many memorable tasks and memorable people. I never fail to be moved by the resilience of our patients and their families. Now, a particularly memorable incident was when we were tasked to help an injured kite surfer. A strong gust of wind had caught him and flown him into a seawall. He had many injuries, including broken bones and internal injuries. He was critically unwell. Among the treatment we provided at the scene was a pre-hospital emergency anaesthetic, so we could treat and stabilise him before flying him to Addenbrooke's hospital. That gentleman made a full recovery, and a few years later he gave a speech to the guests at a fundraising ball which my wife had organised in aid of East Anglian Air Ambulance. That was a very poignant moment.
Do you ever meet patients again after you've treated them? If so, are there any that stand out?
We have a dedicated aftercare service for our former patients and families to help them navigate the often challenging path following a life-threatening medical emergency. They offer practical and emotional support, and as part of this, they can facilitate meetings with the crew. I've attended many of these meetings, and words can't adequately describe how it feels to see our former patients months later. We're called to people and families in some of their darkest moments, so to see those who have had a positive outcome and are on a path to recovery, however that may look for them, is truly special. It's testament to our supporters and donors who make moments like this possible.
What makes the job rewarding enough to keep going despite the stress?
Working with such a great team, with wonderful camaraderie and support, alongside the vital work we carry out, is the most rewarding part of the job. We're not just a yellow helicopter. We bring emergency care directly to when it's needed in time-critical, life-threatening situations. Our work is innovative, cutting-edge, and so interesting. I feel extremely privileged to help people in their darkest moments and in many different environments. Their homes, in town centres, in the countryside, often in austere environments and rapidly evolving situations. But knowing that we can make a difference to people's lives, and we're trusted to do so by our supporters and communities, that's hugely rewarding and humbling.